We're now going to talk to Jan. Now, Jan's got the privilege of being the president of the Upper Yarra Rotary Club. So, welcome, Jan.
Welcome. Thank you, Alan.
Well, I know we've spoken to you before, but you've now had a year. You've had your changeover, and I told you back in the chair again for another 12 months. So, I guess to start with, we'd just like to talk a little bit about how you saw the last year for the Upper Yarra Rotary Club. I know when I spoke to you early in the year, it was all about sort of steady as she goes, and so how did it go?
Well, as you know, but perhaps not all listeners know, when you talk about a Rotary year, you're talking about from July to June. And it started off really, really, really well. The first couple of days of presidency, we had a group load of university students called the Big Lift come along, and they did three great community projects.
Terrific.
It was really fantastic, and I have mentioned those before here. We motored along pretty well throughout the year, and I do believe that I've spoken about a few of the things. So some of the last things that happened in the Rotary year was... I always like to mention other community groups when I'm speaking here. So there is a really great service that a lady called Robin Schumann does, and it's called the Warburton Highway Directory. And I had a great chat with Robin. She's a previous Rotarian from Hillsville. And she allowed us to have at least two or three pages of community ads for free.
And, oh, great.
Yeah, I was so pleased that, and she's so generous with that type of offer. She's done that with other community groups. So it happened to be our turn this year, together with Wandon Rotary, because we're both along the Warburton Highway.
And I know that you were involved with the Wandon Rotary Club with the car shows this year, because I saw you there.
Yeah, you were burling along. Were you in the back seat or the front seat? You were.
I was in the back seat.
Yeah, yeah. And you look pretty happy, so it is a good day.
No, it's a terrific night there. Mm. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut across
you. That's fine. And also, Robin was able to help the Koha Cafe, which provides community meals in Warburton. They've got a great ad. So anyone who's along the highway, please look up. It's fondly called the WHD. And we had a guest speaker who came along to our club in May, and they spoke about Disaster Aid Australia, and one of their main projects is clean water for developing countries.
Terrific project, isn't it?
And we ended the year with a real highlight. It was one of my goals, or perhaps rounded off all of my goals, and we got a new member.
Oh, that's terrific, isn't it?
We did.
That's terrific.
Yes, it was.
Jan, you spoke about at the start of the year you had a group come out and you did three projects.
Yes.
So, but you didn't actually tell us today what those projects were.
I'd be happy to tell you.
Yep.
So one of them was at the Coringa Retirement Village, and they did general garden maintenance. Another one was at Ben Werren, which is a place for children and ladies to have some respite. Did a huge amount of clearing by the creek for fire safety. And the final one was planting trees in conjunction with the Yarra Rangers Council along Warburton Highway in between the Launch Pub Hotel and Yarra Junction.
So
On the right.
They're
growing like crazy. So we'll put a image of those on our socials, because they're popping right outside the plastic, well over a foot now.
That's terrific. Mm. And we're coming into the growing season too.
Yes, so we'll probably have to get those spikes and surround removed. I don't know. Yep. That'll be a council decision.
Yep. So how many trees did you plant?
Oh, well, I was at the Ben Werren project. I've got some idea that it was 300 or 400
yes,
trees.
All right.
I don't know how they
managed. That makes some effect too.
It does. When I say trees, I mean plants.
Yep.
So shrubs and grasses and things like that, yeah.
Well, that's terrific. So you started off with a real bang, didn't you?
Yeah, it was very, very exciting. Mm. They come every biannually, the bus trip load of university students, so I'd love to catch them next year.
That sounds terrific. So overall, you're happy with the year that you've had?
I am very happy with the year that I've had, and I took on the second year of presidency knowing that I sort of was just getting myself going with the position, and I feel a lot more confident this year. And we've already achieved 1.5 of our projects for this year, and got plans for the following, I don't know, 8 or 9 months, whatever's left. The year's going so quickly. So I can tell you about those today or another time.
We'll talk about those in a few minutes. One of the things that I always said, because I'm a Rotarian myself, you put the prison in, it takes them 6 months to feel their feet, and they just start to get off, and then the next prison's all lined up to take over. So I think it's a great idea to have 2 years that, you know, the first you start to find your feet, then you start to get your projects going, and generally by January the next prison's saying, well, this is my views for the next year. And so I think it's a great idea to have another 12 months.
Thanks, Alan. Yeah, I agree.
Who did you have from Disaster Aid come and talk to you?
A guy called John O'Reilly. John and Steve O'Reilly.
I've heard of John O'Reilly.
Yeah, so have I.
I wonder why. I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
You're always on the run now, running after somebody.
We're back now to talk to Jan from the Upper Yarra Rotary Club. Jan, you've got a things coming up for this year. What sort of direction do you see the club going in this year?
As I said last time, and my philosophy for last year was, because we are a small group, and that's not unusual for many Rotary clubs at the moment, the best way to go forward is to mix with other community groups. And it worked really well for us last year, and that's going to be our philosophy for this year. I've got a couple of things that, well, one we've already, two we've already achieved. We've got a couple coming up very soon. So a month ago we sponsored a candidate from Wesburn to go to the Rotary Youth Leadership Awards.
They're great, aren't they?
Called Ryler in Rotary language.
Yep.
And we're having this young man come along and talk to us again about his experience. He's already a really great person who's active in the community. He works for Bridge Builders in Lilydale, which is an organisation I hadn't even heard of.
We've had them in here. We've interviewed them on a number of occasions.
So that's that's an interconnection between two not-for-profit community groups. With some of our funds that we raised last year, I was very proud to be able, or our club was, but particularly me, thinking of the Warburton Edible Community Garden presented to us last year, and we wondered what they might need. Well, it turns out they needed or requested an outdoor table and chairs. So, again, so that's community group, really very informative what they've done and how they've regenerated. It was a community garden that had a real burst of enthusiasm, slightly died off, and it's coming back up again. It's right in the middle of Warburton Main Street.
Is it?
Yes. And so prime position. Anyone passing by, you could just grab
whatever.
Just
trying to work out which part, Jen, do you know?
Yes, it's in the first part of Warburton. It's on the high side of the street, and it's in between Plug for Warburton Wellbeing, and then on to the tourist community.
Oh, the water wheel thing.
Yes, the water wheel, just on the Melbourne side of that.
Oh, right.
And another community group association from that was that the table was, it was Jenny Devine, who is the current, if you say, president of Warburton Edible Community Garden, has sourced an outdoor setting from the Hills Men's Shed in Cockatoo, which is another men's shed. Just like Graham, they do lots of things for the community with their skills, and in this particular sense, woodworking skills. We're currently in the process of making a shelter for the residents of Carinya Retirement Village in Yarra Junction. When they're waiting for an Uber or a taxi or a Lyft.
Oh, yeah.
The property is on a slight incline, so they get to a certain place on the property, and we're going to have a shelter there for them to
sit
and wait. Once upon a time, apparently many of the residents had cars, and now they don't.
Yeah.
So they're relying on transport. Another thing, so that's in the mix currently, and next month we plan to help out the Millgrove River Valley Church. They're an excellent outreach worship group that really grassroots with the Millgrove community. And on the last Wednesday of the month, they do a community meal for anyone who'd like to come along. And the following has grown from, say, 20 to 30 to 40. The last 2 months, there's been 70 people or more coming along for a meal.
Is it for people that that don't have food? Like, is it the homeless or is it for anyone?
It would incorporate anybody who would like to come along and have a meal. I've eaten there. It's certainly once. I'm trying to remember. It was another time last year. But it's certainly warmly welcoming anybody who might be struggling to put a meal together, whether that be through finances or just capacity.
Yep.
And, of course, it's an opportunity to chat to people and speak to your local fellow residents.
Sounds terrific. We'll just take a quick break, Jan. We'll be back with more.
How was I to know It's a crazy thing. I showed you my hand, and you still let me win. And who was I to say that this was meant to be? The road that was broken brought us together. And I know you could fall for a thousand kings and hearts that would give you a diamond ring. When I fall, you see the best in me.
I'm talking to Jan from the Upper Yarra Rotary Club. Jan, we cut you off a bit there because I needed to take a couple of sponsorship announcements, but you've got a couple more projects you want to tell us about.
Yes, yes. Just finishing with the River Valley Church, Rotary will be there in full force to help out that particular month, because as you can imagine, 70 people are a lot of people to feed, and they're set up and packed down.
So you're going to have the barbecue there?
We're not having the barbecue there, but I'm so glad you mentioned a barbecue.
Go for it.
In October, Millgrove Residents Action Group, which is abbreviated to MRAG, has a community day. It will be on Sunday, the 20th of October. We're having a slightly different format this year as opposed to last year's. We're still having the really fantastic entertainment from a local Millgrove entertainment group called the Dreaming Space.
Yep.
But we're having, instead of market stalls, we're having like an expo where people who, whether they're not-for-profit or business, can have a stand and share their services and outreach to local people.
Yep.
So in conjunction with the MRAG Community Day, Rotary will be there with bells on, cooking sausages. So that's our sausage sizzle for that particular event, and hopefully we'll pick up some in other areas as well.
Yep.
In November, there is, what do they say, great minds think alike?
Yep.
So Advent Development Relief Agency, otherwise known as ADRA, are having a showcase, which is kind of like an expo as well.
Oh, yep.
Sharing all, I believe, community group information and representation. So Rotary will be there as well.
Good, Rotary. All right, we'll take one more quick break and we're back with more.
down among the whispering pines and the honeysuckle vines, there's a very peaceful scene. That is where it all begins. In a cabin, crazy cowboy.
Just a reminder, that's the sort of music I'll be playing on Sunday between 12 and 3 with Music Memories and more. And I'll be back Sunday night with a rock and roll hit parade. Plenty of hits from the 60s and we'll have a blast. But anyway, we'll worry about that Sunday. So love to have you along with me on Sunday. But let's talk to Jan. We're talking to Jan from the Upper Yarra Rotary Club. She was president last year. She's president for this year, so we're talking a bit about what they've got planned between now and Christmas, and we'll get Jan back early next year to tell us about the second half. Jan, first of all, if for the people listening who would like to become involved with the Rotary Club, how are they going to find out more about you?
Well, of course.
Or the club, that is.
Yeah, we would welcome anybody interested. And the usual format has always been if you just come along to a meeting and see if it's a nice or a good fit for you.
Yep.
Of course, I'd be interested in you coming along to our Rotary Club, which is the Upper Yarra Rotary Club.
That's what we want to know about.
In Yarra Junction. But I will say that there's a Rotary Club in Healesville, a Rotary Club in Wandon, a Rotary Club in Lilydale. And we've had, for Rotarians out there, we've had a merge of our districts. So there's a lot more interaction between clubs right across the east and southeast of Victoria. So unless you know about all the hierarchy of Rotary, that probably doesn't
mean
much to you.
Which you don't care about.
But anyway, we meet on the first and the third Monday of the month. We meet at the Yarra Junction CFA. And we either will have a guest speaker or a formal meeting once a month. We always have fellowship. There is a meal to share and, of course, conversation and friendship. On the months that there is a fifth Monday, then we just go out for dinner with partners and friends.
Social night.
Yeah.
So you've got a website?
Yes, we do have a website, but we do have a more active Facebook page. So
give us that one then. Yep.
Upper Yarra Rotary That's
pretty simple, isn't it?
Abba Yarra Rotary.
That's Facebook.
Name.
So
yes.
And they'll find out how more details on how to contact the club and all that on that.
And I would say if you're a local, we're in the Warburton Highway directory. And we have an ad there and we have contact details in that.
That's a terrific directory, that too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Jan, look, we hope it's a great year for you because, you know, let's be honest, Rotary, and I've got to mention Lions, although I am a Rotarian myself, but we've got to mention Lions because we're on their property here, and they all do terrific jobs. And without some of these organisations, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of hours that nothing would happen. Like there are so many projects that wouldn't happen if it wasn't for Rotary, Lions, and you've mentioned a few of these other community groups too.
Yeah, these service groups are a really great way to connect. There's so much that you get out of it, more so than you put into it, as you would know, Alan.
Yep.
Once you're in it, the friendships, the sense of satisfaction, the sense of achievement.
And the other thing is too, you can have an input into an overseas project without even leaving your own area, because Rotary have projects everywhere. And I've got to say, and I think Jan will back me up here, that when Rotary say they're raising money for a project, whether it be here or overseas, all the money goes there. The actual cost of running Rotary is paid for by the Rotarians, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yes. And that has been a bit of a bugbear, isn't it, to try and get people in. But as I've said, I think the benefits outweigh the outgoings.
Yeah, no, it's a terrific organisation, as Lions and all those sorts of organisations. And there are so many things, particularly since I've been doing this job, that without so many of these community groups, there'd be a lot of disadvantaged people and people that would never get anything. You know, it's a lot of these things come out of the community, by the community, and they find the answer to it.
They do. And you know what? We can't rely on Joe Blow or the next person or the government or et cetera. It's the grassroots movements that always get the job done.
And the government couldn't afford to pay the amount of money that is unpaid labour by the volunteers. They couldn't do it. It goes into billions of dollars a year. And
yeah,
there's just not that sort of money. Jan, look, it's terrific you've taken on the year again. And I think I've mentioned, I don't know if I mentioned on air or not, I always think the first 6 months the president settles into the job, and then the second 6 months, normally the next president's trying to say, well, this is what I want to do. So I think it's great to be given the opportunity to be able to sort of see some of these projects right through. And it gives you the chance to plan, I guess, more projects than short-term projects.
Yeah, I see it, and even more so the further I get into it, as an honour to be involved and leading a club.
It's they're all great organisations. Jan, what's the theme for the year?
Magic.
It is too. Make magic. I'm glad I asked you rather than you asked me, because I couldn't remember what
it
was.
We got it together.
look, again, the contact, well, the Facebook page, which is?
Upper Yarra Rotary.
Have a look at that. Have a look at some of the projects they're up to. And the other thing is too, if you see them out with their sausage sizzle, go along and buy a sausage. Have you got any Bunnings barbecues coming up this year?
Well, there's a long story behind that, but we hope to get into the Churnside Bunnings establishment next year.
Oh, that'd be great.
Mm, yeah.
That'd be great. Because, again, all the money that Rotary raise goes off to projects. There's no cost of running Rotary other than if a project's going to cost a bit of money. And they do send things overseas. And we had Russell in from Wheelchairs for Kids a few weeks ago. And
awesome.
I'm actually going to one of their relays, I think, about 2 weeks' time, and just see what they do.
They're great fun and they raise a lot of money.
Yeah, they do. Have you seen one, have you?
No, but our club was involved in one previously, and I've had several conversations with Russell, and that's something we want to do. So the kids fundraise and relay around pushing a wheelchair and one of their little mates in the wheelchair. And
one of these things too, and we won't waste a lot of time on it now, but I mean, these wheelchairs are only about $275 or $300, and they're life-changing, because in some of these countries, the kids just crawl around in the dirt. They don't have any other option.
Yep, and the chairs are now so well designed that they grow with the child as well. So
terrific, isn't it? It's unbelievable, some of the projects that are around. Jan, I hope you get plenty of new members this year, because all organisations are looking for numbers of people, and if we don't do it, who's going to do it? Rotary's been around for over 100 years, so they and Lions have certainly got record of success. So we wish you well. We hope it goes really well. I've just got to try and do something here at the same time. We're fast running out of time. Jan, as I said, I wish you well. Hope it's a great year. We'll get you back early next year, because we want to hear all that happens in the next, only 4 or 5 months, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get fast going. John, if you happen to be listening to the podcast, hello. I haven't seen you for a while, but Jan tells me you're going well, so that's really good. I'll be back on Sunday, as I said, between 12 and 3 with Music Memories and More, and then the Rock and Roll Hit Parade on Saturday night. You can tell I love that music. But I'll also be back next Wednesday. We've got 3 interviews off the top of my head. I just can't remember who they are, but there'll definitely be 3 groups in next Wednesday. Coming up straight after the 3 o'clock news, Greg will be in with Oz Indie Show, all the latest hits out of Australia over the last week. They're all Australian ones. They've all been last week. Jan, thank you for your time, and I hope you have a really great year.
Thanks.